Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. The beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Before, I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Hello, hello, and good evening. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen, and I am your host. Before I bring on my co-host, Cammy, I wanted to apologize for last weekend. Something happened with Block Talk Radio. Our show wasn't even shown on the queue to get on. The only thing that showed was Dr. Ginny's show, and that wasn't even on the right day either. So, I had to call Dr. Ginny and tell her her show was scheduled on Monday instead of Tuesday, and she freaked out, but she got it done, and then on the day she tried to do it, she couldn't get on. So we were having some technical difficulties, and I want to apologize. Let me bring on my co-host, Cammy, Kelsey Cammy. Cammy, are you there?
Hi, yes, and hello, everyone. How are you today?
Well, it's cold in Florida.
Well, we don't have snow yet. For one Sunday, we don't have snow. It's unreal.
I know. Cammie's up in Canada, so I guess my whining about a Florida cold doesn't hold much weight with her.
No, it doesn't.
I have to look under S for sympathy if I want sympathy from her on this topic.
You don't get sympathy on that topic. It was minus 26 Celsius the other day, and we're not even into winter. So there's no sympathy for you on cold.
So what's that in degrees? You know? I
get
so confused.
Know. I know that zero is minus 27.
Okay, hang on. How much Celsius was it? It was
minus
what?
26.
Minus
26. Oops.
Minus
26. Yeah, it's cold.
Let me just find it here. Minus 26 Celsius. I'm looking on the computer. Is degrees. Hang on. Okay. Let's see. It says
minus.
All right, rapid tables conversion. Okay, hang on. I don't know the temperature in Fahrenheit. Hang on. How to convert? I don't have any clue.
It's about, I know 12 degrees is 54. And zero is 32. It's a strange thing to work out. I don't know. I have to work it out. So minus 26 Celsius.
Minus 26. Okay, hang on. This should be interesting. Okay, hang on. That's about negative 14 Fahrenheit.
No.
Negative 14 degrees.
Colder.
No, it's not. I did it on the conversion Celsius Arizona State University website. Could be. But that's
so
about
cold.
It's so cold no matter what, however you look at it. Well, tonight's going to be probably a light show because we have not too many callers here. So we're going to go ahead. But before we do that, I had a really weird experience last week at work. I was on the second floor. I've been up there before because it's warmer to go to the ladies' room than it is downstairs for the air conditioning. In Florida, they freeze you out. No matter what the temperature is outside, it's always cold in the offices, in the stores. So I'm walking down this long hall. And there's not too many offices up there. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden I started hearing creaking. But I figured it was just the, you know, it's mostly an empty floor upstairs, a lot of empty offices. So I was thinking, whatever. So then I get down there, and as I get down the hallway to go to the bathroom, the air started getting heavy. Heavy with the presence. Well, anyway, I look up and there's this blob. So I zapped it back with a blob, like a smoky thing. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't care what it was. I can't sit there and do a cleansing in the middle of work. So I just quickly dispelled it by the St. Michael's Prayer in Latin. Nothing sounds cooler or creepier than Latin. And then I went back downstairs and never went back upstairs again. It's just
weird
up there.
You just need to tell it to go away.
I did, but it keeps coming back. I'll have to do some more.
I'd always just say they're not wanted, they need to go. Well, actually, to put it plainly, I tell them, if you don't go of your own accord, I will chase you, and you know I can make it. Go.
That's
so
true.
Then they usually go.
But the problem is, I don't know if it knows I can do anything because I'm right in the middle of a work day. It's not like, you know, it might be people coming up the stairs or out of the office at any given second. How am I going to explain that? So somebody told me that the ground our office was built on was a hospital. So that could explain a lot because
that can explain it.
Yeah, but also, I don't know if anyone knows this, but hospitals also have their very own guardian angel. When you go to any hospital, you see an angel there, at least one major one. So that's always good. And I was just kind of like, oh, come on, at work, please. And then one of my friends came downstairs, and she's like, I'm not going up there again. And I said, why? And she said, it feels funny up there. It's cold and heavy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, because I didn't want to sit there. Oh, by the way, in the break room, hey, did you know I can So it was just not me. It was more than one person, which made me feel kind of good because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it's like, do you feel that? Yeah, okay. So it's not just me. I'm going to see if I can get that to go away without calling attention to myself, because it is a public building. And I don't need the boss coming in and going, what are you doing?
it might be, but the only way you're going to get it to go away is if you talk to it. Because you can't very well go doing anything else there, so you have to talk
True.
To it.
I'll try tomorrow.
I have
I'll
one in my bathroom that flickers lights, and then I just say, if you're my family, you know I don't like that, so stop it. And if you're not my family, you had better stop it right now. And then they stop.
And get running. Oh, but do you know what I want to do this week until December 26th? I'll announce this next week, too. What I want to do is, you know, we always do our readings, and that's fine, but I want everybody to say one thing they're grateful for. It could be anything, family, friends, before we do the reading. I can start. I'm going to tell, because, you know, we always are asking heaven and the angels for messages and et cetera, prayers that go up, requests go up to them. And I think that I know that a lot of us are in a lot of pain and have the things going on that are really nuts, to say the very least. But I think we should show some gratitude in a way and just tell them one thing. I don't care if it's like the sunrise. I don't care if it's the fact they just, you know, adopted a new animal or they have a new friend that came in their life. But I think we should all just make a statement of gratitude. So I will start. I want to say that I'm very thankful for my family, my friends, my work I do as a psychic and a host of the show, for my co-host Cammy, of course, and Dr. Jenny. I'm very grateful to everybody for that, and thank you.
All right. I am very grateful for the gifts I have and that I'm able to help people with them. And there's not one day that I'm not thankful for them, because it is an amazing feeling to be able to do what we do. And I'm grateful for Ellen and Dr. Jenny, and I'm grateful for my family, my friends, and I have a lot to be grateful for, because, and I firmly believe the more we are grateful, the more we have to be grateful for. And it's a lesson I always teach people, because if you're thankful and you're grateful, you will be given more. But when you complain about scarcity, then you have scarcity. So, yeah.
Very well said. That's exactly it. It's sort of like what the Bible says. A man, I think the quote goes, don't quote me, I'll have to look this up. A man thinketh, therefore he is.
Yeah, and it's all about the universe is obedient to your thoughts. From the From what's it called? The Secret. And it is very true, because I always tell people, there's a imagine a box above your head, and into it you put your thoughts, whether positive or negative. You just always have to make sure you put more positive thoughts in there every day, because that's what goes out.
Yep. And that's what we did that. And it is a Bible verse, I think. They say it's really a misquote, which is kind of funny, but it's Proverbs 23:7, for he thinketh in his heart, so it is. That's pretty much, so is he.
That is what it is.
For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. That's exactly how it quoted. So sorry about the misquote there, people, but it is on Proverbs 23:7 if you want to look it up.
So positive thoughts breed positivity. Negative thoughts breed negativity. They block good things from happening. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, and that's, you know, a lot of people, and believe me, I've been there where you think, oh, my God, this is so awful. This happened, that happened, this happened, and that happened. And I think that if you weed through that and you find that one glimmer of hope, you know, they say, or actually, it was written, Dante wrote, when he wrote Dante's Inferno, the Divine Comedy, that on the gates of hell it's inscribed, abandon hope, all ye who enter. And what they're saying is when you have the absence of hope, you have hell. And when you have hope, that's your link into heaven. I mean, if you have hope, you have faith, you have prayer and positive attitudes. And that was difficult, but lotus blossoms bloom on top of the most murkiest waters.
Yes, they do.
And
they
are
do.
Very pretty. And they get their, and they get all their strength and stuff from all the yucky stuff underneath.
So, and the other thing they talk about is something about faith as a mustard seed.
Yes, yes, yes. I think that's John, Book of John, if I'm not mistaken.
I
have to look it up.
But
every time I quote the Bible, I mix it up with something else. and I just want to make sure I'm not as good as some people are at it. You know, like my in-laws can do it quickly. Not so much.
Okay.
Let me see. Bible verse. I'm going to look it up. Matthew. Darn it. Matthew. No, 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 not darn it as in that. Darn it as I got the whole Bible wrong. Matthew 17:20. And also a parallel verse would be Luke 17:19. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, let me see what the rest of it says here. I'm Googling it. I hate to do that, but I hate misquoting. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. So basically what they're saying is a small amount of faith will move mountains, or in this case, trees.
Yeah.
I just keep that
so
open.
So it's all about believing. It's always seen the cup half full instead of half empty, and it's all about believing.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you believe, you can succeed. But if you lose your belief, it's very hard to stay positive.
But it's funny, because my husband's like that. He's a Leo, so he's the eternal optimist. No matter what it is, he can find some optimism in something. I don't care what. Because he said to me the other day, well, we were talking about a glass, or we saw a proverbial glass out there, a real glass. And he goes, look, it's still half empty or half full. I'm like, well, it could be half empty. So, that was my bad. He's just the internal optimist. He kind of fans the flame for me. Are you ready for our first call?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Our first call is 609-743. 609, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jackie from New Jersey.
Hey, Jackie from Jersey.
Yes,
I've been
listening.
You before.
Yes, you have.
We've talked to Jackie many times. Many times.
Where's Reverend Jay today? I thought he was going to be there, but I'm glad you're
there. No, Reverend Jay has found another opportunity, and he has moved on from our radio show. We miss him terribly, but we're very happy he has such a golden opportunity to, you know, go to. And we wish him, like, all the blessings. But what can we do for you tonight, Jackie?
Okay. The other day before I took a vacation last week, in the office, I was cleaning the bathroom because I work at night, 11 to 7. And when I was, there's this patient, I work in a mental hospital.
Right.
So there's this patient who normally runs from her bathroom. Her name is Russo. She always runs from her room to other rooms. She has screaming tantrums.
Right.
And then it lasts like for a minute or so. So apparently, when I was cleaning the bathroom, the lady came in when I was in there, but I don't remember hearing her or noticing her. But when she was coming out, she must have knocked herself on the side of the doors, the ledge. Then she went and sat down on the couch and started crying. So when I was on vacation, my senior nurse calls me. She's a friend of mine, and she says to me, did you push Russo? And I said, but of course not. Why would I do it? I just came from a suspension. Why would I push her? She must have hit her leg on the ledge, you know, and that's why she started crying. And, you know, around about 3 o'clock, the next shift, she did say that the black girl pushed me. I didn't touch this girl at all. So, you know, I was kind of upset. I was kind of deflated, you know, during my trip. And so I said, well, I'm going to come and ask Reverend Jay what's going on because I can't handle another suspension. I really can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's just something I cannot handle. Though my other nurse spoke to me yesterday and said, you know, write your version. It's nothing. If it was something, you'd not be working right now because it's over a week.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. But, you know, the thing is, I can tell you that this is from experience with my autistic son, that, you know, things will happen, they get upset, they get confused. And that is the reason why it hasn't gone further. But I'm going to pass you to Karen.
Can you repeat that?
You know, when you deal with people with mental issues, sometimes they get upset and sometimes they get confused. So it's always
good for you. That's exactly what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so write down your version, and from now on, if you ever see something like that, I would document it immediately, even if it's nothing. Whatever you see, document it and say, I've seen this, I saw that.
I didn't see it because it was to my back.
Oh, but you heard her crying, right?
No, as in, like, when I came out of the bathroom, I did kind of, like, remember either feeling or seeing her behind me, but not really close to me. But when I came out with the stuff from the bathroom, she was sitting on the couch right across the bathroom crying. But I actually ignored her because I didn't think that it could be anything related to me.
No.
But she's always doing that, always crying.
Right. Well, that's why, I think that's why you haven't been. Cammy, do you want to jump in on this?
Yeah, I don't feel she's going to be suspended again. I don't feel it.
Hallelujah.
And I also feel they're going to take into account the woman's history and behavior and that. So there's nothing to be concerned about.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome. But, Jackie?
Oh, now I feel... Mm-hmm.
But in the future, I would write things down anyway, no matter what it is, just in case.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Just write
down
that.
My own records?
Yeah, and just say, I saw so-and-so crying outside the bathroom, don't know why, whatever, because anything, little thing can always lead to a big thing, whether it's related to somebody or not, and you always kind of want to keep your little diary, so to speak, and I think that, you know, when your supervisor said that, you know, that you would have been gone, that if they would have believed that you actually did something, you know, I'll tell you what
happened
to me.
She said they must have seen the cameras. Yeah, she said they must have seen the cameras.
Absolutely.
By now, it's a week. I would have been gone.
Actually, my son ran through some bushes, had scratches all over his back. There were definitely bush marks, you know.
Bush scratches,
and then
right.
when the daycare saw it, they said, who did this to you? Daddy. And it wasn't that Daddy did the scratching. Daddy tried to grab him to stop him from going through the bushes. So, naturally, we had to deal with that. But that's what we're going to, you know, if that's something you want to keep in mind when you work around special needs people. That does happen. They will blurt out, and you know, they do have cameras there, like you said. So that's a really big thing for both the worker, the staff, and the patients to protect everybody.
Oh,
so
you know, and that's fine. Okay, and you know, I do have some good news to report, though.
Oh, yeah, please.
Because I always make sure I report on Wednesday when I talk to Jeannie, and sometimes it's Cammy, I don't know, sometimes it's Sue. But, you know, you remember the children's visas I was talking about?
The children what?
Visas to come visit.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you know they sent me an email about 2 weeks ago, and I looked at the email and I said, there's nothing they've sent here. So I kind of pressed through it very quickly, and I said, this must be a mistake. There's nothing they've sent me here. do you know when I went back to those emails, the two of them, saying where the mistake was? Can you believe there were the visa applications?
Wow.
Yeah, I told you that you'd get it. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I need to read things through.
I know.
Sometimes
the whole message doesn't come through. But yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, Jackie, my love, you kind of jumped really quickly. You have to really try to, as much as you can, look at something or before you react.
Yes, I've been told that. That's my mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I've been told that. And now that you say it, I think I'm really going to try and think a little bit more before I react.
Yeah, I just kind of observe it. I mean, it also saves you, too, because sometimes, you know, when we react very quickly, it's like, hold on, oh, okay, that wasn't what it was said. You know?
Anyway.
I mean,
that's all right.
But we're happy for you. That's really awesome. Well, we're glad you called to check in with.
Yes, I'll just tell you the last statement so I can just let somebody else have a God-given opportunity.
Yes, we,
so
unfortunately, Jackie, that's... Go ahead.
Beck? Yeah?
Sweetheart, you still... you broke up. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah, I said, so they didn't give me the leave that I wanted in December to go, but they now give it to me in January. So I'm praying that if I put these things in order... They will have the dates ready for me in January, but that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. It's great. Call us and keep us posted of what's going on, okay?
Yeah, I will call, you know. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Oh, bless you too, sweetheart.
You
have a good
too.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jackie?
Yeah.
One more thing. I
yes.
forgot one little thing. At the beginning of the show, what I wanted to do is to everybody just tell me one thing you're grateful for. So I need you to tell me one thing you're grateful for.
One thing I'm grateful for is that finally the kids are going to be here. That's
awesome.
What I was waiting for.
That's a big thing.
That's a big, big thing. That's awesome.
And there's
well,
no pending
great...
suspension.
Absolutely. Oh, amen. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We will talk to you next time, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Well, bye.
Bye.
Wow. That's a big thing. That's really great. You're so right
I've
on
had
there
my
with that.
Thanksgiving already.
I know. Canada gets you. You guys get it a little earlier than we do.
Yeah, we had it the second Monday in October.
Wow. That's earlier than I thought.
Yeah, it's always then.
Yep, that's, I know, Canada does all kinds of weird stuff. No offense, especially, what's up with that mayor in Toronto? What's going on?
Don't get me started.
I know,
don't get
right?
me started.
I mean, okay, we thought we Americans had it rough. Dang. Really?
Oh, well, well. yeah, no comments.
No comments.
No comments. It's
right.
just, yeah, no comments. Nope. I come from a country where, I come originally from a country which has a lot of weird things going on and a lot of weird things in the government. But holy smokes, this is something totally different.
I know. Is that wild? I was like going, wow. One governor one governor of ours came out of the closet. Another one got, I think it was, I can't remember which one it was. I don't want to name names and be wrong, but one governor was caught, or one mayor or something was caught smoking crack. What? I mean, it just goes on and on with politicians, doesn't it?
Well, this is the least of this one's worries, caught smoking
crack. I know,
right?
Okay, I just wanted to say real quick that Cammy and I are both available on the Network of Christian Psychics for private readings. Also, we have people in the queue. Some people do not have their hand up, meaning if you don't hit the one for a question, then I won't know that you want to ask me a question or ask us a question. So please, if you're listening to the show, I mean, by all means, listen. But if you want to ask us a question, please press the 1 button or I can't find you. Meaning that. Are you ready for our next caller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next caller is 313-415. 313, are you there?
I'm here. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Who is this and where are you calling from?
Good, good. This is Michael and I'm from Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, it's a little chilly here. It's only in the 60s today, so.
Well, we're not getting any sympathy from Cammie in the Great White North, so save it, Michael.
Yeah.
No, you're not. I was just going to say, I don't want to hear about your good weather. I really don't.
See, and that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, I
yeah,
come
really.
From a country where I had, like, summers of 45 degrees centigrade plus. And I had winters of 20 degrees centigrade. And now I'm here in the Great White North. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel your pain. I lived in Michigan, so I know.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so brutal winters, brutal winters.
I
got
know,
a question
right?
in regards to my job. It's going well. I'm doing very well. I'm fairly new. I've had a surgery last week, and so obviously I'm kind of working from home right now, and I feel a big push for wanting me to get back as quickly as possible. But again, it has to do with vision and that I'm currently blind in my left eye. And, I don't want to I would like, to be honest with you, I want to milk this working from home for as long as I can because I think I can be more productive. But again, I'm getting pushback from work to try to come back sooner, but the whole idea is, like, you know, I can't see, so why would I drive?
Good point. Excellent point. Cammie, what do you think?
Yeah, I do see you're going to have to go back sooner than what you want to go back.
Okay.
You're not going to have a choice in the matter. It's not going to be that... not going to be that far in advance, but it is going to be sooner than what you want to go. A few weeks, not too much.
Okay. So, definitely if the injury, the healing process still remains till the end of the year, I would probably be back to work before that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to be back. I do feel it might be just before Christmas.
Okay.
You know what's really weird, Michael? When you were talking about going back to work and you were at home, I kept on getting a message, out. And it seems to me that I know you don't like driving, maybe you can find someone, but if they know you have a vision problem, they need to accommodate you too.
Right.
So that's something you need to look into because I kept on. I think, honestly, it'd be good for you to get back out of the house because you're going to have more, you know, people interaction, which will be good
right.
for you because sometimes you just hole up and you get lonely big time, and I get it. And a lot of people like to be alone, and I understand that. But I think with you, you just need a little bit more interaction than what you think you do.
That's true. Yeah,
I'm not saying you have to be Mr., you know, what do you call it, Mr. Social, out every night, whatever, but I think that sometimes you deliberately deprive, loneliness is what I'm getting here, is that you deprive yourself willingly, well, and then you wonder why you feel lonely. So you might want to try to temper that. Is that the wrong thing, alone? Believe me, I wish, you know... being alone can be good. You can regenerate, get your priorities in order, think. But I think sometimes you're alone too much, and that can be an issue.
Okay. Interesting perspective.
Why, thank you. It was an angel message. Now, before we go, I want to ask you one thing that you're thankful for.
Oh, that it's 60 degrees.
Oh, this Michael, is, this don't
is,
be.
This is why I moved out of the Midwest.
Well, you know what? Mother Nature having nice weather for us, that's always something to be grateful for. Otherwise, you find yourself in a 4-foot snowdrift after skating on black ice on a 360-degree angle. I understand.
Yep. Yeah, and if I want to go see snow, all I have to do is drive like an hour and a half.
Works for me.
Exactly.
Now, Kiana wants to see snow. She just looks out her window and goes, uh-oh. There
we
go.
Know. I know.
So
today's the first Sunday in about a month that it's not snowing. We usually have snow every Sunday, and it's not snowing today. I can't believe it.
Oh,
well, you know,
I better not talk too soon.
I know. Right next thing you know, woo, here comes the 7 feet of snow. But look at it this way. When you have snow, Cammie, Mother Nature is blanketing the earth to take a little nap so it can regenerate in the spring.
Oh, boy, she blankets it big time. Not a little.
She covers up the whole thing.
It's a double quilt.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's a double quilt. Did you have one more quick question for us, Michael?
It's funny because with the same job, when I came on board, I started off with a bang, and they changed the right within my first 2 weeks, changed the commission structure. So I lost out on a substantial amount of money right from the get-go. And my sales manager keeps mentioning that there's an opportunity for a fourth sales manager's position and would feel that I would be a prime candidate for it. Any insight in regards to something like that?
I'm thinking. Are you able to manage it with the possibility if you with your vision the way it is? I'm just asking
well, yeah,
you. I know people do it.
My injury is mainly from a just a broken blood vessel. So once the blood clears out of the eye, then the sight should be back.
Do you want some healing for it?
Wow, that would be awesome.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and Michael and Cammie, I'll put you on private chat while you do a healing. And
okay.
I will
Thank
play
you.
A song. Let me go find a song. I'm not going to play that one. Why does she have Katy Perry all the time? No, I'm going to do Only Time by Anya. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more readings and healings.
Okay, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, hang on. No, hang on.
We'll be right back.
I just love that song. Welcome back. We are the Network of Christian Psychics. I have my co-host, Cammy, and my name is Ellen. We're really glad to be here on this pre-Thanksgiving week. As you heard in the show, when we do readings, after we do our readings or before, I'd like each caller to please tell us one thing they are grateful for. We want to feed that energy back to the angels and back to heaven. Cammy, you did a great healing right now with Michael. Awesome. And I want to remind everybody, Cammy and I are both on the Network of Christian Psychics for private readings and healings. Cammy, are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our next caller is 562-912. 562, are you there?
I am here.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yvonne from Long Beach, California.
Hello, Yvonne. What can
Hi.
We do for you tonight?
I'm just wondering on just a general reading, if possible. If not, I can ask a question.
Well, I think because of time constraints, we'd like to have at least something to focus on. You can be general if you say finance, love life, career, but we have a lot of people holding, so we kind of need to focus a little quicker. So if you
okay.
can give us...
Okay, I'll just go ahead and do love. What do you see there going on there?
Well, I felt a lot of pain come up. Did you just get out of a nasty relationship?
Yeah, well, it's been about 9 months.
Yeah, but the pain's still there, isn't it? I mean, that's the first thing that came to my head. What I was wondering is that, I mean, I could feel somebody new coming in. But one thing I think is really important is that you try to literally cleanse your way out of the old relationship. And Cammy and I always refer to it as cord cutting, because this will help you stop bringing some... I mean, when you get out of a relationship, you can take away a lesson, but you need to let go of the baggage.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's something I think one thing you should look at is dropping some of this old baggage and learning a lesson from it. And no one's saying it's your fault, but I'm just saying that we all repeat certain patterns in our life, in our relationship, no matter what it is. And the best way to get a new cycle, a fresh cycle, is to break an old one.
Okay.
And if you can do that, I'm personally feeling a new love interest in 3 to 4 months. Now, when I say that, I'm thinking it's more of the blossoming. You can meet the person in the next few weeks or the next month, but I'm looking at more like a pinnacle or formation in 3 to 4 months. That would make it around March, April, which is kind of cool because it gives you springtime, new relationship, and a new power cycle. But to get to that point, that would help is evaluate your relationship, not necessarily looking at only what he did wrong. And I'm not even saying wrong. What didn't work between the two of you? Because I hate to sit there and blame because people, you know, I don't like to do that. But I really would say if you saw, I'm pulling examples, that one part of your relationship that he wasn't communicating, all right? Then you would have to work on finding somebody that will communicate. I'm not saying give a running, what do you call this? Running monologue every 10 seconds of life, but that will tell you, honey, I'm not feeling well. Can we just not do this right now? Or because what I think what this other guy did, and correct me if I'm wrong, he holds up, and lashes out.
Yeah, you picked up on that pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And that's what you don't want. I mean, everyone lashes out somebody. But it's better for him to say, sweetheart, you know, I had a really bad day. Can we not go out tonight? Or, you know, I'm having a problem at work. I don't know what to do. Can we talk about it real quick? I'm just not in the mood for this. That's one thing. But just to lash out, you're like, what the? You know, what just happened? I always said, well, do you want to go out for dinner? I didn't ask you to tar the roof. But that's a lesson, not that, you know, that wasn't necessarily wrong as in horrible, but it was not correct because that's not what a relationship should do. You should both have an open communication,
yeah.
For example. Cammie, what are you thinking?
In her previous relationships, I see that people have lied to her. There's been deceit.
Mm-hmm.
There's been controlling issues.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a pattern to her relationships. And now I think this one she's learnt, and she's going to look for different things in another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do feel she's going to have a successful relationship, the one that's coming.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Her relationships in the past are like a roller coaster,
uh-huh.
Up and down, up and down. But now it's sort of smoothing out, and this one's going to be a good one.
I believe the smoothing out is the fact that Yvonne is going to look at the cords and the baggage we just talked about,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to make
mm-hmm.
some positive changes and know that a relationship... Now, when people say queen or treat you like a king, it means the way people should be treated. I'm not talking about the diva stuff. I'm talking about
no.
the queen, the king, that you treat your man like a king, he should treat you like a queen and vice versa, which means mutual respect,
mm-hmm.
mutual
mm-hmm.
honor. And that's a lot of things that people forget. Oh, I love you. Shut up. Let me go out. Oh, no, I'll be home at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not love. That's
no,
not even,
no,
and
no.
most of all, it's not even respect.
It's controlling, too.
Yeah. And sometimes we fall into a pattern for whatever reason, and more than one of us has overlooked our gut instincts for a very handsome face. Tell
oh,
you
yeah.
what.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying is that the looks are deceiving her. And forgive us, we're not trying to talk about you like you're not here, Yvonne, but I'm just saying you're very flattered by a handsome face, and who wouldn't be? But you got to look beyond the beauty. There has to be more than that. I think Judge Judy said it the best on the Judge Judy show. It's a show here in America. It said, beauty is fleeting, stupid is forever. I'm not saying you're
mm-hmm.
stupid. I'm just saying the other things that go with it are forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something you should look at.
Yeah.
And you're worth it. You really are. You just don't feel like you are. And you are worth the love. You are worth the respect. You are worth the honor. You are. I think somebody referred to you as a goddess like that. Yeah. That you need to be treated and adored as well as your man should be treated and adored, but it has to work two ways. And
yeah.
one more thing I wanted to remind you or just say this is, I also feel like you just don't find yourself worthy. You don't find yourself that the man should do anything. The man should be treated like a despot or just, I'll sit on my throne and have her be my handmaiden. No. None of that. There's nothing wrong with helping your man, nothing wrong with serving him. But it has to go back to you. And relationships are all blah, 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 aren't all 50-50. Sometimes you give 120%, sometimes you give 30%, sometimes he gives you 10%, sometimes he gives you 500%. It's a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. Because what do you have if you don't have that?
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts on that, Cam?
No, I agree with you. It's all about a compromise. It's meeting each other halfway. And I don't feel her relationships in the past were like that. I feel she gave more than what she got back.
Oh, totally. That's what we're feeling. Oh, Yvonne, before we go,
yeah.
I need one thing that you're grateful for.
And that I'm still healthy.
Yep, that's awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is very good. People's health. People kind of downplay the health, but you need to be healthy. That's why I do yoga. Do you have a very quick follow-up question, Yvonne?
Okay. about kids? Do you see me having kids?
You know what's interesting? I feel childlike energy around you, but in all honesty, I'm not sure if they're actual children or just a message to be more lighter and more happy. You know how kids are just, like, oblivious? They
mm-hmm.
do things, and they're happy. I mean,
yeah.
we look at them and go, oh, my God, you rolled in the mud. And they look at us like, yeah, I had fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, to kind of let your soul relax and let your soul be a little bit more free and more happy. Find things that make you happy. I'm not really sure because I see children spirits, but like I said, honestly, I don't know if they're going to be actual flesh and blood children. Not yet.
Oh.
But I see them around you, like a childlike joy.
Yeah.
Cammy, what are you feeling?
Two children.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when?
Cool.
When? Yeah. 2016, the first one.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
why so long?
Like yeah.
I don't know.
Honey,
you asked when.
You get a relationship
I got
first,
that number. So that was a number I was given through spirit. So, yep, that's the number.
You kind of have to have another partner to make the kid.
Yeah,
so
and you haven't got
that relationship part first.
And when you get that, you don't want to just rush into kids. You need to get to
exactly.
know the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Yeah.
2016.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I want you to have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and call us back and let me know how things are going for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so
welcome. You're very
welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, it's funny. When I hear kids or I see kids, I'm not always, with me, I'm not 100% certain they're actually children, more than just like...
I saw children. And then she asked number, and then I saw 2016. So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I can agree with that. I didn't get that far, but that's cool. I want to say that we are a network of Christian psychics, Cammy, Celtic Cammy, and my name is Ellen, and we are your hosts for the evening. We also do private readings on networkofchristianpsychics.com. Also, Cammy does awesome total cleansings if anybody needs a cleansing, and I kind of do more of the mini cleansings. So, give us a call if you need something a little bit outside our show. We're doing our Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's thing, which we're going to ask all our callers to please tell us one thing you're grateful for. Now, Michael, one of our readers, was very grateful for the weather. So that's important because unlike Cammy, you don't want to be stuck in, 3-degree weather. Huh. That's why I left Pittsburgh in Ohio. Come down to the land of sunshine and humid cold. People laugh at me when I get no sympathy. Yeah, stop laughing. But when we hit 40 degrees or 38 degrees, it's a different cold. Like up north, it's drier. I mean, you can walk out in the snow in your shorts. But down here in Florida, because of the humidity, it like bites through your clothes. And I'm garnering sympathy here, which is not working for a Cammy at all. But you people,
you
Floridians... What was that?
I don't know.
What did you do?
It was my cell phone, and I don't know why it's going off. It's a new one, and I don't know how to get it on silent.
Oh.
I put it on what I think is silent, and then I get this plane.
Was that the Charlie Brown Christmas show? It sounded like... Was it? It sounded like it. Okay.
No, someone else... A friend of mine, he put it on for me, and then I try to put it on silent, and when I put it away, it says, vibrate only, this is what happens. So I don't even know what to do with the thing anymore. I'm actually
turn it off. That was kidding. Okay, let's go on to our next call. Now, this is a private line, and we have two of them here, so I hope I get the right one here. It's 111-111. 111-111. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Did you want... Hi, did you want to talk to me? I saw a question mark. Did you want a reading?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I forgot to unblock. Me?
Yes, ma'am. Did you want a reading with us, or did you want to go back
to
listening?
I'm sorry, I forgot. No, I actually forgot to unblock my number.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey. So, what is your name? I'm like, okay, we have a couple people that block the numbers, which is fine, but we don't know. We get a couple of 1111111s. I don't know who I'm talking to. So.
All right, I'm sorry. I usually
That's okay.
Block,
I'll forgive you
usually,
today. It's a Thanksgiving thing.
Okay.
What is your name and
First
where are you calling
of all,
from?
I'm Ebony, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Ebony from New York.
How are you? I thought
I am
my number
great.
Would pop up 8-4-5, so
nope.
I apologize.
That's okay. What can we do for you tonight?
I don't actually know where to start because I have a lot of stuff.
We start, and forgive me for saying this, but we have a lot of people that need to talk to us, so we need to kind of trim the show down a little bit. Can you tell me what the most important thing is you want me to start with, and then we can go from there?
My career path, because
okay.
I'm in school right now, and career and love, those are two things that I'm really
okay.
concerned about. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Did you just get, like, a new job, or did you just leave an old one? Because I kind of got the feeling that you were being derailed, literally.
Well, I'm currently doing a radio show.
Oh, okay.
But I need an internship to graduate from school, and I don't know where to actually go for it. Because I'm in arts management, but I was thinking I wanted to go into, like, record label promotion, but
mm-hmm.
I like doing the radio show, and I'm confused because I don't know if I'm actually doing the right thing. I'm having a lot of...
Well, I can tell you what I felt. I mean, when you said record label... I just wanted to tell you, and I don't have to tell you this, but this is the first thing to pop into my brain from spirit, is that there's so many people saturating that field. And I was thinking that my first reaction was stay with the radio show and still do some more looking. Because there's always one, everybody wants like the glamour part of it, but I don't know much about the music business, but I know there's more than just one or two facets that make the music stars rock. It's a lot
yeah,
of promotion.
Yeah, I was planning on going in. Yeah, promotions. That's what I was going into.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of thinking how saturated everything is. I get the feeling, and Cammy will read this too, that if you stick with the radio for now, the opportunity will present itself. Keep looking, but I really feel there's going to be an opportunity to do what you wanted. It may not be label promotions, but records. Well, nobody does records anymore. It's more like a disc. But I just feel like the timing's off, that you're going to go into that, but not right now. I think the radio show is good because you get to broadcast and you keep the vibration over the sound waves. You know what I'm talking about? I know it sounds kind of strange, but I just feel that this is going to be a kind of a focal point for you before you break into what you want to do.
I think that's really what I want to do, but I'm in denial about it.
You're in what? Sorry?
I'm actually thinking that's what I'm meant to do, but I'm having I'm second-guessing it.
If you're second-guessing it, you need to know why. There's something holding you back. Is it because it's saturated? Is it because you can develop the radio station a step forward? You know, what do you...
Yeah.
And that's something, unfortunately, fortunately, you need to sit down and take your time with. I'm not... You know, one thing I pride myself on when I read, I just don't tell people what they want to hear. I see what I see, and... what I'm feeling is that you need to do this part really on your own to find out, because the guiding that I'm getting is to stay with the radio and research more before you go into anything else. Because the radio show is kind of helping getting your word out. Getting your message out is what they were saying. And then something will pop up. Cammie, what do you think for Ebony's job?
Yeah, I agree mostly with what you've said. The radio show is going to open doors for her. So she needs to stick with it.
All righty. That's all I need.
Because that's going to be, if you stick with it, people are going to get to know you. And that's the way you're going to get to be known and do well. So, yeah, carry on with it.
It was just that the listenership isn't that great at this point, and I was kind of, you know, down about it a little bit.
Is there something you can do to get it more interesting?
Promote it.
Because I know that sometimes, honestly, when we do our show, sometimes we have like 30 people in line, sometimes we have 5, and that's pretty much the nature of the game.
Yeah, and I think that. Talking, more people call in.
Mm-hmm. More people start listening because you spread the word.
Yeah, they listen. Yeah, because they hear it and then they start to call in.
Okay. And I wanted to ask about my love life and how, and I'm getting this like feeling about a certain person, and I keep on kind of dodging it because it doesn't make
mm-hmm.
sense.
You know why?
And
because
why?
He's a smooth boy. That he is smooth. That's what I was thinking, and I think you're dodging it because you doubt his sincerity. Excuse me. Because when I was reading about your career, I felt like somebody was smooth talking you. But I didn't really see it with that. But when you mentioned this, I feel like this guy is a very smooth talker. Cam, what do you
I'm
think?
There's two, actually. There's one who I've had experience with before physically, and there's one I haven't met at all. Like, we've only talked 2 or 3 times ever.
Mm.
But I have this, like, uncanny feeling that we've known each other in a past life. And then there's one who I've been friends with since I was in high school. And he's a smooth talker, believe it, like just smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already in a situation. And that's why I don't want, and even then I don't want to be with him because his girlfriend has no kind of, doesn't really have a caring for me.
Well, there's your answer. You want to get involved
mm-hmm.
with all that? You want to take all that
no,
stuff on?
No.
Mm.
You go. No. But who's,
just,
like, can you describe the smooth talker to me? Because, like, because this, he sounds more like the smooth talker because I haven't really talked to the other guy like that
mm-hmm.
to know if he was a smooth talker or not. But
I'm just getting smooth talker. I'm not getting a vision. Cam, are you getting anything real quick?
I don't know if I'm right. I'm picking up hair on the darker side, darker color hair, and like darker eyes. And
I'm
the skin is coffee, like light coffee color. Like not coffee. What's it? Coffee's too dark. It's like a light, it's not tanned, it's not a tan color, but it's not olive, it's darker than olive. But that's what I'm picking up.
Hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's the guy I haven't met yet, physically,
mm-hmm.
but I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's
the
guy
that
I feel is right for you.
Hmm. Very good. Ebony, before we go on to our next caller, can you please tell us one thing you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for the fact that I have people in my corner because people in your corner is essential to being successful, having
awesome.
People who are around and right for you. That's what I think is
mm-hmm.
That's what I think I'm most grateful for.
Very good. That's great. I like to hear that because people kind of forget that they need backup too. You can't always be the backup for everybody else in the world. You need your own little cheering squad and your own safety net with friends. So that is great.
And before I go, can I ask one last question?
Really fast, because we have a lot of people on the call.
Okay, I was basically going to ask, around what year do you see me? Do you see a relationship, if you see one at all?
Hmm.
Come on.
Huh?
With this guy. Do you
and
see
you
like
guy. March?
March? Yeah, I would agree with that. That'd be next year, March.
Yeah.
What? That's pretty soon.
Yes,
Thank
it
you.
Is. You're so welcome, Ebony. Call us back and let us know how goes it. We always want to hear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Wow. You're good at that vision thing. Sometimes I get it and sometimes I just don't.
Yeah. No, I usually get my remote vision. Usually. Sometimes
usually.
I don't, but not usually. Yeah.
Are you ready for our next caller tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next caller is 260-460-260. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Marie. I'm calling from Indiana.
Hey, Marie. What can we help you with tonight?
Well, I want to see where you see me going as far as my job-wise. The job that I have, it just pays so little. I mean, we're just barely getting by. And I've been looking for a job consistently, almost daily. I haven't been led anywhere yet. So what do you see, if anything, on that?
Cammie, what are you seeing for Marie?
The end of January to the end of February, you'll start going for interviews. You'll have 3 interviews. The second one will be offered to you as well as the third one. You're going to have to make a choice. I know the money isn't great, but it's a good deal more than what you're making right now. It's also something with the potential of you being able to make a career out of it and not a job.
Okay, a career and not a job.
Mm-hmm.
But not until the end of January.
Yeah.
Okay. And how is that?
But just persevere. You are going to get interviews. You just have to keep trying. Don't give up.
Is there any type of way or where I should look or any type of field or industry?
I feel you something you have a background of already.
Okay.
You do have a background in it, and you're going to do good in it. I feel you've been looking in the wrong places.
Okay.
But there are going to be 3 interviews for you coming up.
So until then, my finances won't improve at all?
No, honestly,
Maybe I
don't
no...
see it.
I don't see it.
I just don't see it, and I'm not going to tell you I see it because I don't, and I don't want you to get happy about something when it's not there. So, no, you just need to persevere a little longer.
Okay.
But it's coming. I can see that. I agree with Cammie. It's sort of like you're looking for a breakthrough, but with the end of this cycle and the beginning of a new one, everything is going a little dormant for everybody. But, you know, it will improve. It's just that it's unfortunately taking more time than you would like.
Okay. But end of January.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you can still look for, I don't know if you can look for like a little second job to help, if you can swing that, or whatever you need to do. But, you know, you have to keep that cycle going.
Okay. All right.
Marie, Before you go, we need one thing you're grateful for.
I guess that my kids are understanding that we don't have any money.
Yeah. No, that's important.
They're understanding.
Yeah. And I got to tell you something. I'm picking up a lot of love from your kids. And that's worth its weight in gold. They really not only understand you, they truly, truly, truly love you, and they truly, truly are grateful for everything you do for them.
Okay.
And that's awesome. But will you do us a favor and call us back and let me know how you're doing? We want to know.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. We're going to take a little break now, and we'll be right back.
You're there.
Yeah, hang on. Stay down.
Help me make the music.
Hello, everybody. I am so sorry about that. I was listening to music of the night, and there was this violent crack. And next thing I knew, I was off the air. Maybe the Blog Talk Radio does not like Phantom of the Opera or Andrew Lloyd Webber. Cammie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was rudely disconnected. I guess they didn't like the song. I'm like, what the heck? I was listening to her crack, and that was it. I want to thank everybody for holding on. Unfortunately, sometimes this happens. I'll get very abruptly disconnected, and then I have trouble logging back in. I'm glad that didn't happen tonight. Cammie, are you ready to talk to our next client? Our next reader?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. My next client, reader, goes to Catherine. Catherine, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. What is your question, and where are you calling from?
I'm in Canada, so I guess I'll put out my grateful for we're having a nice kind of a heat wave or warm spell. So
what part
where
are you
in Canada?
I'm in Alberta.
Me too.
Oh. So you both
which
are kind of...
Which part are you?
Sorry?
Which part are you in Alberta?
I'm in Calgary.
So am I.
Oh. It seems to be common. I call up on Blog Talk to meet my neighbors.
Oh, yeah, really? That's funny. Yes, you have to call. Yeah, it's funny. I call a talk show to meet a neighbor. That's pretty funny. What can we help you with tonight, Catherine?
There's a couple of things. I guess anything you can kind of hone in about career stuff. And I'm also kind of curious. I was in a, but I have, I guess, because I'm too close to it, I can't read for myself. But I was in
okay.
a developing circle, and they said there was a male in the late 50s around me. I'm just curious to know who that is.
Late 50s.
But that was what I was told, so I don't know, if, give or take, you know, either way, if it was older or younger than that, or that was the impression the person got. So.
All right, you're talking about spirit.
Yes.
I do pick up a male around you, okay? He's on the thinner side. He had, at one time, he had dark hair.
Now, is this someone I know, or like a relative or friend, or?
It's a relative, but he's not in his 50s. He's older.
Okay, so.
He's older.
So who you're picking up is my father, then?
He's on the thin side, yeah. He's thin and he's fairly tall. I'm not tall. I say fairly tall, but I can't exactly see his height. He's not short, that much I can tell you. He's got, at one time he had darker hair. He's holding his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm picking up right now.
I'm picking up that he's protecting because I'm seeing his arms around you.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's holding his chest. He has something wrong with his chest.
Yeah, well, he passed from a heart condition. So, but
yeah.
I thought it was my father because I know he's my guide. But when the person said 50 something, that was what threw me. So,
No, he's not 50s. He's older than 50s. He's older than 50s.
Yeah, because when my father passed, he was 89. So when the person mentioned that the male around me was in their 50s, that was what threw me. So is that maybe?
No. I don't see that. No.
He's just watching your back is what it is.
He watches you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know you are aware of him. And he had a certain smell around him.
Hmm.
Did he smoke? Or
no.
Or he had cologne or something.
Secret.
Sorry?
I said not unless he did in secret. So
no, but there's a smell. There's a distinctive smell around him.
And personally, I was picking up tobacco myself.
Okay, so then this isn't my father because my father never smoked.
No, it's not tobacco. It's cologne or something. Musk, not musk, a spicy Something
well,
spicy.
The scent I know, like you used to, like on special occasions, you used to use wear Old Spice. So if that's
yeah,
what
that's what I'm smelling. That spicy smell. Mm.
Yeah, he used
yeah.
to wear this cologne Old Spice.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Stuff
so there he is. That's your father. I do feel you know he's there. I also
mm-hmm.
feel you try. He tries to communicate with you a lot of the time.
But most of the time when he communicates with you, he's just letting you know that he's there, and he's there to watch over you and protect you.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling.
Mm.
So that's good. So we just, you know, that's what we're looking for with that. That's what I'm seeing. He just literally hangs out with you all the time.
Okay, yeah, that's what it, well, I already knew he was there, that's why, like I said, when the other person mentioned this other male, that's why I thought maybe there was somebody else around me, because it didn't match the description of my father. So.
Well, you have a lot of people around you, but it seems that this is the most dominant one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Before
and
we go,
he flickers lights. He definitely tries to flicker the lights.
I don't know why your spirits like to do that, but they love doing that.
Yeah, that's in the TV, yeah.
Before we move on, Catherine, do you have one thing you're grateful for?
You said the weather.
The weather?
Because we're having a Chinook right now, so it's not, isn't always this nice for this time of year. So.
Yeah, it's the first
weather
Sunday
good.
In a month we haven't had snow.
Because, I mean, we've had Decembers where it's like 30 below straight and like feet of snow. So this is quite nice.
That's funny. I mean, if we were happy for that, that's good. I mean, health, you know, when we ask for gratitude, it doesn't have to be what people think it is all the time. But it's really important we find something,
mm-hmm.
no matter what other people think of it, that we are grateful for. Oh, and I wanted to say that. So, Catherine, will you call back and keep us posted?
Okay.
All right. Let's see if you find anybody else. If you have a lot around you, but try to listen. Try to listen if you can hear them.
Well, like I said, I was aware of him, but I wasn't sure that. I thought maybe this other one was the spirit of an ex that had passed over, especially when you said the scent, because he was a smoker, so.
Well, it could be him, too, around you.
That age range.
Right. All right. Well, have a great – well, I guess you already had your Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday season, and give us a call back.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. You are listening to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen, and I have my co-host, Cammie. And we talked about at the beginning of the show that we need to – streamline some of our calls to make sure we get everybody in that wants to talk to us. We're going on to our next call right now, area code 229 516 229. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Melvin and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. Hey, Melvin, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
What question do you have for us?
I work at a hospital at night, and it's going to be closing next month, the 31st, but I put in an application for another job, trying to get another job. I just want to know, like, what's coming up for me in that area.
Cammie, what are you feeling?
End of January, middle of February, he will find another job. It's going to be a better job than the one he had.
Okay. Will it still be dealing with the hospital type job?
Yeah, it's dealing with something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I am... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, because I am a football coach here in Georgia, but I'm not coaching. I didn't coach this year, and I really want to get back into coaching,
But I also want to get back in school in January as well and finish up my 8 classes I have remaining so I can get my college degree where I can be able to coach and teach. But
mm-hmm.
I will take the job at the hospital, but I that's what I want to do if I have to move out of town to do it. So, but it's basically my finances right now is kind of hindering me from moving forward a little bit.
Yeah, because of you losing the hospital closing. But I don't see you being long without a job. You will get a job.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm feeling. I know it's going to be a little bit of a tough road, but you are getting another job. That's what I'm feeling.
You said in January or February, you said,
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, somewhere around there.
The job that I'm getting, have I already applied for it, or because I did?
No.
Since
no, you're going to pick it up in the next 2 weeks. You're going to see it in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yes. And could I ask one more question?
If it's very fast.
Go ahead. See a relationship coming for me?
Not till after the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that person is around your new job, that much I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't met this person.
No.
No, you haven't met this person, no. They're in your new job. You'll meet them when you get your new job.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, Melvin, before you go, we need one thing you're grateful for.
Well, I'm definitely grateful to have a Heavenly Father. And,
Amen.
Definitely will lift me up in the time of trouble. So, yes, I'm grateful for my God.
Awesome. Amen.
That's very good.
Now, have a great holiday season. And make sure you call us back and let us know how things are going.
I sure will. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a blessed night.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, the reason why people wonder sometimes why I ask people to call us back is that Cammy and I genuinely care when we read for people, and we just don't want you just to go off and never, we'd love to hear from you and let you know how things are going. That's why we do that, because we just love our listeners. Our next caller is from 914. 914, are you there?
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Christine, and I'm calling from New York.
Christine, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, my question is, I had an ex who recently contacted me, and I was just wondering how I should approach the situation. In other words, how should I respond to his, his reaching out to me? Should I be cold, or should I... I'm not sure how to deal with the situation, that's all.
But he wasn't a really great, it was a breakup, a pretty bad breakup. And
mm-hmm.
a not-so-hot relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I just feel that he wants something really badly for him to reach out to you. In other words, honestly, I don't trust his motives.
Okay.
And usually people are the exes for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cam, what do you think?
I agree. He's got an ulterior motive. He's got a hidden agenda.
Okay.
That much
mm-hmm.
I can tell her. Yeah.
Well, I want it to work between us. So this is something that I'm kind of, I just have strong feelings for him.
Okay, was this when he was lying to you, when he was making you cry all the time?
No.
See, I know you have strong feelings for him, but I just think that, what I'm getting is that this is a his feelings for you, what I'm feeling, is manipulation. But but I'm not telling you, this is what I'm feeling, and I just want to remind everyone, when we read for you, we're not telling you what to do and you have to do it. You have free will, and I would definitely encourage you to look over everything, including what we said, to make your own decision.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to boss you around and tell you what to do, because it's all, cause ultimately you're the one who has the reward or consequence of action.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, and I will tell you this, I don't trust this at all. Strong feelings are great. I get it. Believe me, been there, done that. But his motive, uh-uh. I don't like it. I don't know what it
same
is.
Same thing, don't respond at all.
Personally, I would think it over, and if you're asking my opinion, that's my opinion. Don't respond at all. But you still have to mull it over. Cam, what do you think?
Yeah, I think she needs to think everything through very carefully before she makes a decision. I think it's not the greatest decision to go back to him, but it's her decision. I cannot make it for her.
Right.
Can only advise her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But before you go, Christine, I need to know one thing you're grateful for.
I'm also grateful for our Almighty Father.
Awesome. And us too, that's great. You know, our children, you know, we love our Father, and that's where everything comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call us back and let us know how goes it?
Sure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a great
You're
holiday
welcome.
Season.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is literally 11111. 11111. Are you there? Hello? Okay. Yes, you know, so, so many people, when they call 111, that usually shows they're blocking their number, which is fine. It's just that we don't, nobody knows where we're talking to them or not. So let me just try the next phone number, 410-562. Are you there? Whoops, let me try putting the microphone on. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland. And what can we do for you tonight?
Just wondering what you see in terms of love life for me and if my ex is pretty much out of the picture or if he's going to be coming back around.
Well, I have a feeling he will as soon as you get somebody else in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pop up. He's done that before.
Yeah, he did that.
I definitely feel he's going to try it. But you need to, you know, look at, you know, like I told you one of the earlier calls, people are exes for a reason.
Yeah.
And the one thing we don't want to do is break into our pattern and keep doing the same pattern over and over and over again.
Okay. You do see someone coming in or...
I do, but it's a little slight for me. Cammie, do you see somebody coming in for Anna?
I'm getting two M's between March and May.
The spring cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just being shown two M's. I'm not being shown anything else, which is very strange.
Okay.
But I feel that March, between March and May, it's going to be significant changes for you, not only in your love life, but in your life in general, which is going to be good. It's like you're needing a clean out, like your closet's being cleaned out. Well, you've been cleaned out with your whole life, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, the happier you are with this new guy, the more your ex is going to try to come in. So I would just say, you know, he calls you, just say, dude, you're my ex because for a reason, no more.
Yeah, he's manipulating and he did that the last time. I
rather seeing someone. So
yeah,
okay.
And honestly, Anna, mm-hmm. he doesn't want you. He just wants to control you. He doesn't want you. But before you go, we need to know why you're grateful for one thing.
Just for the new people that have come in my life over the summer. Mm-hmm. Just genuinely good people that have treated me like family. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, that's great. And they're going to continue to do so. You have a very strong, almost angelic network here on Earth. So
that's
awesome.
Good. Great. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Have a great holiday season.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to try 111. Give me a second. Let me see if I can private chat them and make sure I can find them because I felt bad because we have more than one caller like that. Give me one quick second, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, are you there? Whoops. I guess they're 11111. They're disappearing on me. Let's try 904253. 904, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mickey, and I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. You're up in Tallahassee, aren't you?
Jacksonville.
Oh, wrong side of the state. What can we do for you tonight?
Basically, I was calling in regards to this older guy that I met at the job that I'm currently at now. He was my trainer. He's 52 and I'm 30. So he's basically like 22 years older than me. And I think that we had a pretty good connection, but he has pulled away from me. And I'm just basically trying to see what do you see around it. His name is Kevin.
I'm seeing that you're much different than he thought you were. If I'm not mistaken, he seems to like to go for younger women that are dependent on him and treating him like a god, so to speak. And you are way, way too independent and way, way too powerful for that.
So that's the reason why he pulled away?
That's what I'm thinking. Cammie, what do you think?
I'm still thinking on it.
Okay. So I finished. But that's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong, but I think he's played this before with other people in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that you might be, you know, sometimes, and this is intuition plus a little bit of firsthand knowledge, a lot of times in a relationship in a workplace does not work.
Okay.
And I'm thinking you should just take your message.
So basically that's the reason why he pulled back.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Before you go, I have one thing I need to ask you, which is, what are you grateful for?
My mother.
Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
My mother.
Okay. I think we lost Cammie there, so I'm going to try to get her back, but I want you to have a great, great, great holiday season.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Just bear in mind what I said.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cammie, you're back. I found you.
Yes, I'm back.
I'm like,
I just went dead for a few seconds.
I know. You know what? That's what happens with Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's unfortunate. Like last week, I was telling people at the beginning of the show, you'd hear me say that we couldn't get on the air at all, and Dr. Jenny had problems, and she was literally freaking out on the phone. She's like, "I can't get on." I'm like, "Well, I can." She's like, "Oh my god!" I know, it's kind of evil for laughing at her, but she was really kind of freaking out via text. Sometimes you can tell when people text you that they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next caller from 201-995? 201-99-201, you're on the air. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Brittany. I'm from New Jersey.
Hey, Jersey. What can we do for you, Brittany?
I was just wondering the same thing. I guess that's a pattern if you see anybody coming into my life.
Cammie?
Not right now at all. I feel next year around April, but not before. She'll go out and meet people, but there's no one significant until April.
Like when you say meet people, like new friends as well?
Yeah, you'll go out with people. You'll go out. But you're not going to have someone who's a significant partner to you until April when you'll
That's
meet
okay.
someone. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting to. We're ending an old cycle, and we're starting a new one up in March and April, which will be the spring cycle, and that's what I'm feeling. But I just want you to know that one thing you need to do is be a little bit more less jumping in. You jump a little too fast, and you need to be more solid before you commit.
Sorry, how so? Just because usually I tend to not let people in. Do you mean like get my eggs in a row before?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got you.
And forgive me, we have some callers and we have very little time left, so I don't.
No worries.
I can't take another, but can you please tell me before you go what you're thankful for?
For you ladies for donating your time.
I'm sorry, what was that?
For you ladies for donating your time.
Aww.
Oh,
thank you. We love
what we do,
and we love our listeners. So will you please give us a call back and let us know how things are going with you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday season.
You
thank
too.
Thank you. Oh, that was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our next caller, 414-814-841. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Marion from Wisconsin.
Hey, Marion from Wisconsin. Now, you have cold weather up there.
Oh, yes, too cold. Don't remind me.
I know, I'm evil. Sorry about that. What is your question?
Okay, I wanted to see what you see around pieces of gentleman that I've been seeing for the last couple of weeks.
Cammie, what do you think?
I think it's growing slowly. It's not going to rush off and take off, but it's going to grow slowly into something. It will grow. It's not going to fade out. It will grow.
Okay.
But it's going to be slow. I feel they're not in a hurry. They're going to take it very slow.
Oh, good. Okay.
Which is good for you because it gives you a really good basis for somebody. So that's what we're doing.
Indeed. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
You're very
before
welcome.
You go, before you go.
Oh, yes.
I need to know, yes, what are you grateful for?
For life, I really am.
That's awesome.
My life is awesome. Yeah. I just
that's very good.
That's
yeah,
great.
All praise and honor.
That's great. Well, will you call us back and let us know how you're doing?
I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you both again.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday
season.
You're
welcome.
Wow, we got a lot of people grateful for a lot of wonderful things, family,
mm-hmm.
friends, our Lord. That's great. Let's go on to our next caller. Our next caller is 845-561. 845, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you
Hi,
for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from New York.
What can we do for you, Elizabeth?
Okay. My situation is, it's one of two, and you can choose which one would be best to answer, if that's all right.
Well, we'll figure out whichever one's the strongest coming
yeah.
through.
Thank you. Okay. Either the situation I'm faced with at work, where I've been working for 18 years, I work for the government, and I have a horrible situation that's been happening, particularly happened Friday, which may be in relation to, which I don't want them to know about. I suffered a brain injury in 1992 from a motorcycle accident, and my memory and my ability to process information has gotten really bad the last few years, and I've been going through lots of testing on it, which I think is what's causing my problem at work in a sense, but it might be because it's a new boss. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really struggling with both.
Cammie, what are you thinking?
It's her injury. It's her injury, because whenever the brain suffers an injury, it takes a beating and it changes.
I seem to have been fine up until the last few years. And,
yeah, I had a concussion. I had two concussions in a short space of time, and there are days when it'll hit me, and in other days, most of the time it's fine. But it's just sometimes, I think it's brought on by stress, and you are stressing at work because your new boss is putting a lot of pressure on you, and it's making the situation worse.
I didn't know if it was me, if there's something wrong with me, or...
No, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you suffered an injury, and it's to be expected. Your brain will sometimes be a bit different. It's not a disease or anything. It's just that's the way these things happen. But because your boss is not aware of it, he's putting more pressure on you, and it's making the situation worse. Because the more you stress, the worse the situation becomes. And I can totally sympathize with you, because it's not an easy thing to go through.
No, and I didn't want to have to tell.
The best thing is, when that happens, you've got to try and shut out the criticism and that from your boss. And you've just got to concentrate on what your work. Don't concentrate on his criticism. Because once that gets to you, then the stress will pile up. So shut him out as much as possible. Listen to him, but shut him out when he criticizes or that. And that way you'll cope. Otherwise, the stress is going to become very bad for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, because I actually had to request representation Friday, and he got upset, and I said, well, I'd rather have somebody like an attorney represent me, because he was coming down on me hard. I've never had, in 18 years, ever had a situation like this.
No, no, and it would probably be better to get someone with a legal background to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, he's hoping that you wouldn't get representation. That's why he got upset.
What I was feeling, but I wasn't. He seems like a very nice man. He's religious. I think he's religious. He could be the answer to my prayers. And all these years I've been there, I've been through 24 bosses, and
whoa,
I've been through with a lot of them. But this one, just in the few months he's been there, it just really got to me. I'm doing 5 people's jobs, and it's just demanding. It's unfair to me.
So
yeah,
when
well,
you talk to your representation, tell them that. Tell them that you're doing 5 people's jobs. Tell them that, you know, you don't mind helping out, but this is getting a little too much. That's why you need somebody to represent you, to really articulate it on different. Because right now you're emotional, and who can blame you? No one can.
Yes.
It's just that you want to make sure this is the proper, you follow the proper channels, which is your right. It's your right to go through proper channels. That's why they have them. That's why they have proper channels.
We don't have any in place, and that's the issue. There's never been any policies in place, and I've been really taken advantage. I think I'm being set as an example for the city, and I just don't think it's fair.
No, it's not.
But definitely go through that. And would you please give us a call back and let us know how
certainly
it's going?
Certainly will. And thank you. I'm grateful for people like you.
Aw, so sweet. Thank you.
Just take care, and
it's your gift that helps people heal and move forward.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Can you? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's your, it's people like you with your gifts that are helping people move forward to understand what's really going on. And thank you.
That means a lot to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great holiday season. Be sure to call.
And I'm sorry, what is the other woman's name?
Oh, this is, I'm Ellen and Cammie, with a really cute accent living up in the Great White North.
Thank you. Have a blessed
holiday. You're very welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Aw, that's sweet. Well, Cammie and I are on the Network of Christian Psychics. You can call us privately for private readings and healings. And also, barring any technical issues with Blog Talk Radio, we are on the air 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless for some reason I can't get on the air. So we're sorry about that one. Let's go on to our next caller, 240-377. 240, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Lynette from Maryland. I didn't have a question. I was just listening into the show.
Oh, you had your hand up. I am so sorry. I'll put you right back in the queue. Sorry about that. That happens sometimes. I'll put you back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That happens. Sometimes they have their question mark or what we call their hand up, and sometimes next thing I know, I'm pulling people on the air. Now, I have another one right here. It's 11111. So let me see if I can get this caller on. 11111.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? Hi, can you hear me?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, I don't know why I came up 111 because I'm not blocked. That's strange.
I know. I've been telling you, Blog Talk Radio is really testing my patience sometimes. I mean, it's like...
Yeah. My question is, what do you see with my love life?
Can you tell me what state you're calling from?
Long Island.
Maryland. Okay.
No, Long Island. Long Island?
Long Island? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cammie, what are you feeling for romance for Suzanne?
Right now, I don't see anything. I don't see any love in her life right now. But I do feel that will change. I feel she's had a lot of disappointment in her love life.
Do you think that somehow it's blocking her inadvertently?
Yeah, it's like she's had a lot of disappointment in love. And it's not going to change before... February, March.
Well, at least that's coming up, February, March. Yay!
Yeah, I know. But sometimes we all go through what I call a winter period where we take a rest, we take stock, we take evaluation of what we want, what
we
have.
Well, two guys like me, but do you see anything with them?
Possibly one. I can't tell who's who. But I would give them both a chance equally. I want you to remember.
Can I say what their names begin with, but not their names?
You can give me their. Can you want to give me initials?
Sure, S and B.
S and B.
One's S, one's B.
Okay. All right.
I get an A.
No, there's no A.
Not yet.
Well, that's what I see coming your way is an A.
Yeah, it's funny. I got the name Andrew.
That's what I got.
Oh, my God, really?
Do you know anything about him?
Not yet. It's too early to tell. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's
right
now.
What do you think about the S or the B one?
I could just get Andrew. I'm only getting Andrew.
I mean
now the two people.
I just think that nothing really one way or the other.
No.
But it doesn't mean you can't go out with them.
I feel stronger, but I don't feel he's the person for you. He's the
stronger
of the two.
Who?
The B.
B, that's what I was thinking. S, B, B. But I don't think he's the one for you either. I keep on feeling Andrew.
Andrew.
Do you know anything about... No, no, okay. Real quick, do you see anything with my son?
We're kind of running out of time. Can you be a little specific?
You see him moving back with me in 2014?
Not until the third quarter. Between
what's
the half and the third quarter.
What's the third quarter? July, June?
August, like September.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime from July to end of September.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, and the person I like, that because of S, I've known her for almost 2 years now.
Mm. Yeah. Well, call us back and let us know what's going on with you. We have to take one more final phone call before we go. But I have one question.
Is he like an Andrew in February, March?
Something like that, yeah.
Andrew.
But can you tell us why?
So
can you tell us before you go why you're grateful? One thing?
A lot of things. My son, family, friends, roof over my head,
awesome.
And food.
Awesome.
That's good.
Have a great holiday season and call us back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Now we have time for one more call, real quick. 917-538, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling?
My name is Anna. I'm calling from New York. And my question is, I went to a workshop and the lady gave me a discount to attend, but I'm feeling so much negativity around being there and having paid less and I'm just feeling really bad. So I felt unsafe and bad. And I'm just wondering what's real.
Oh, Anna? Oh, cry. We just lost her.
Yeah, I heard that coming. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anna, if you're listening, I'm really, really, really super sorry about that. But we have to wrap our show tonight. Anna, if you're listening to us, please call us back. We are on 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday nights Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank everybody for listening to us, and we had a great show. Cammy and I all love you, and we bless you, and we hope to see you, as it were, on the radio Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can always call us for private readings and private healings. Good night, everybody.
Answer.